everybody, A-Squad's back for the week. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. To my left is Mr. Giant Shock.
How you doing, Rise?
And to my right is Mr. Max Barracuda.
What's going on?
This week on A-Squad, we're going to talk about the fate of the Illum Room. Nintendo takes their power gloves off and starts throwing punches. And Xbox leaves half the world speechless. Right now, we're going to go into what we're playing, though.
What are you playing at? Two Stone Nintendo.
Now playing.
Every week I want to change that soundbite, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
It's fun.
All-American Rejects, man.
I know. All right. So, anyway, what are you guys playing? You guys are probably playing the same game right now.
T-U-R-T-L-E Power.
I don't know, and I would have brought the song.
Yo, man, right off the bat, I knew that game was going to be kick-ass just for the simple fact that it started off with that song.
It's so much fun, though. It's such a good game.
I never played a hack and slash where I just took me back to when I was a kid like that. And
Can you imagine that game coming out?
I'm almost jumping out of my seats. Every time Mikey says something or Raphael says something, and I love the fact that Donatello is a nerd and he's building all the stuff. He upgrades all your weapons, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Raph, he looks totally different than the rest of the turtles. He's a big bruiser.
They gave him all a different scale, which was cool.
Donnie's got a weird long neck and he's taller.
And
is it truer to the comic books?
Well, the story is pretty lax. There's not much there. I just finished a story mode yesterday.
Were they blazing a new trail?
It's stuff that's in the animated series, the current animated series.
Okay. I'm glad just to see Baxter Stockman, Krang, Shredder, everyone back in the game.
Did they get a new revamp?
Everyone looks a little bit
now
different.
It's more comic based, where it's not Krang, it's the Krang. There's a whole species of them, and they're pains in the ass to fight because they have those robot bodies,
right?
But the fighting is what separates that game to me. You could play just the survival modes or the challenge maps and spend hours
if on. You were really good at the Batman game, except for all the gadgets and stuff like that. The fighting mechanism is kind of a lot like that.
They give you grenades and shurikens. And
yeah, that's just pressing LB real quick.
But you can switch from turtle to turtle on the fly.
Yeah,
which is awesome. Keeps the flow moving.
Can I keep that as a combo? Start a combo with Mikey and...
Well, you could do what's like a juggle move where you knock a guy in the air, switch to the next, we'll knock him to the ground, and then continue the combo.
There is combos.
Plenty of team.
Oh my God, it's so combo-based. Yeah.
Crazy combo-based. In fact, an achievement is to get a 99 hitter.
Mm-hmm.
My highest was a 60-something with Donatello.
What you're both playing this week?
Oh, I played that all
week. Yeah, I'm only got a third of the way through, but I can't tell you how much I love this game, from the music to how it looks, just the gameplay itself. It just brings me back to being 8 years old. And the last time I was this excited about the Turtles was the movie came out. And I was so jacked when I saw the actual commercial for the game, because I was like, oh my God, they're going to do a Ninja Turtles game, and they're going to do it really well, it looks like, you know?
Yeah, for a download, it's great. Like I said, it's quick.
Yeah.
Story mode took me this weekend. It was a long weekend, but it took me the weekend.
Yeah, but this is definitely something that I'd play through a couple of times.
I'll go through it again. And like I said, I'm doing the challenge maps. I'm upgrading my guys. No matter which Turtle's your favorite, you're not going to be disappointed. In fact, my least favorite Turtle is my best character in the game. I'm not a Donatello guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Raphael man. But I kick ass with Donatello.
I don't think he's by far the best. He's one of the best, just for some fact that all his moves just encompass the whole area around him.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of flipping the staff. Right? The only thing I don't like is all the bad staff puns.
Oh, he's like, ew, you got a staff infection.
Yeah, every time he hits you, he's like, welcome to the staff meeting.
That's half the fun of the game is you're just running. They have a lot of dialogue when you're just going from one place to the next. You beat up everyone in one area and then you run to the next area. They're always talking. And Michelangelo was saying something about what if there was a baby and we raised it? And we raised it as a ninja human. And they're like, how would it get down the sewers? It fell down a sewer well. That's a tragedy to describe, Michael.
Well, Donatello was always a thinking man's turtle. Raphael was always very popular because the cartoons. Mikey, of course, was for the special
ed. Yeah, and they made Mikey extra young, seeming like he's...
He's got the gap between teeth to make him look super young.
Well, he's a kid by comparison, and they treat him like the little brother. And even out of loyalty, just as a player, there's parts where you have to hack computers and stuff. You could do it with any turtle. I always switch to Donatello just because I feel like that way it's going to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
That minigame is kind of fun. I like that little minigame that they have.
It gets irritating by the end, though.
At least in this Nickelodeon version, he is the youngest brother. Mikey.
Yeah, well,
I think that was always a running
thing. I always got that impression.
I never thought that they gave him, like, you know, oldest to youngest. They were all just brothers.
I always pictured them Leonardo the oldest, Raphael, Donatello, then Mikey.
Raphael in this game, he's probably the funnest to use, because just because every time you hit someone with something, it's devastating. Oh,
when he gives the sweet chin music, mm-hmm. you feel it.
You mean most fun, spoken like a true Mikey fan.
Oh yeah, man. Well, he's hilarious. I love Mikey, and it's like every time he does a move that's like a special move, it's not like overpowering, but it's funny. Or cool. He's kind of like using like the drunken master character in every fighting game.
Stupid belch move that he has drives me nuts.
Oh, I love that way he burps in like a foot but guy's face, and the guy's like, oh.
But it's useless, and by the end you're fighting robots, and you're like, why would that?
No, it's not useless, because if you advance him and the more goofy stuff he does, it powers the turtles up.
Ripping farts on people?
No, he's got one move where he like hits you in the head and burps in your face, and it dazes the guy. So that you can then combo them, but it so often, you're like, stop belching.
So definite pickup for both.
Pick it up.
Cheap,
affordable.
It actually came out this week when they went over from money to points to money. And yeah.
Right,
it was like
we're going to go over that in the news.
Well, it was like 12 bucks.
All right, 12 bucks. I like that. This is one of those mop-up weeks that everybody has where I'm beating Saints Row. I haven't beaten it yet, but I just beat Kingdom Rush Frontiers. That I was playing the week before. That was a good one.
What you're playing is what you were playing the past 3 weeks, only now finishing everything up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you got to do a little house cleaning.
You got to do it. Saints Row, getting better and better.
They're hearing good things.
They're adding superpowers as I go. I'm towards the end and I'm still getting them, but you don't feel like you missed anything going through it without this. Like, you don't go, oh, I wish I would have had this one the whole time. They really just add on to your old ones. And there are so many jokes and nods to other games.
Yeah.
I love it.
Every time I see the Saints Row commercial on TV, it just gets me laughing.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
When you go into the ship, when you leave the Matrix-style thing, I'm not going to go into the review of the game because I did it last week. Listen to last week's podcast. But when you go back to the ship, it does look much like Mass Effect. And I know in Mass Effect, there's that romance option.
Yeah.
In this one, you have to romance everyone for the achievement. Dudes, girls, everything. It's just funny. It's so funny trying to romance the actor, Keith David, who's just there. And he's just like, nah, man, get away from
here. Because he's in both series.
Yeah.
He's in Mass Effect and Saints Row.
Yeah, it's very funny. It's a good time. And Keith David was one of my better, more memorable lines. I don't like ruining too many jokes in games, but everyone's going like, oh, I'm never gonna forgive him for blowing up my family, because the world is blown up at this point,
right?
And he's like, I'm never gonna forgive them for you know, killing off my dog or something. And Keith David's like, I was halfway through Dead Island. I'll never get to finish that game, and I'll never forget them. It's just funny coming from Keith David.
It's especially funny considering most people are halfway through Dead Island and never gave a shit to finish it.
Actually, that literally happened to me.
And me.
Mm-hmm.
I just stopped caring.
That was a very repetitive game.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I didn't really pick up anything new. I did, of course, play the indie game of the week, but I'll get into that later.
I saw, watching the James Franco roast last night, I saw some of the GTA 5 commercials come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that looks like it might be Xbox One worthy for some fact that the graphics look pretty good on that game.
Yeah.
Look better than the last one. Like, a lot better.
They were showing that commercial on a loop during Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit, it looks good.
I watched both the James Franco thing and the Breaking Bad.
I have to catch up on Breaking Bad. I watched the... I always love those roses. It's so funny.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. All right. So that's what we're playing. I guess we're going to launch into the news.
Everyone. Don't need money. Bad news, everyone. Take you away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Little shot at the news there. That's all right. First thing I want to talk about is the president of North America Nintendo. Reggie Fils-Aimé says that he is unimpressed by the competitor's launch lineup.
I would be saying that shit too.
Yeah. On a completely unrelated story, Nintendo says it's seriously considering mandatory drug tests for senior staff. Come on, guy.
You gotta check your eyes, my friend.
Right. He said the strong lineup that they have, Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong, Smash Brothers, whatever, is going to beat them out.
Oh, maybe, yeah, yeah. That'll maybe, be Call of Duty.
Maybe they mixed up the videos and he saw the PS4
look, we gotta look at this.
And all the Xbox One videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As he thought there was a Nintendo games.
We got to look at this in perspective because next week, you know, two games come out. We got Nintendo's blockbuster, the Wind Waker remake, or GTA 5. My money's on Zelda.
That's not even a next generation game.
I know.
Zelda's definitely going to win out. It is 1994, right?
Forget it. What did that game come out, like 2002?
The Wind Waker was, I don't know, mid 2000s.
GameCube
was
early.
Yeah, you're right. Probably 2002.
I'll give it to Giant.
I'm pretty good like that.
Okay. Anyway, they are doing one interesting thing with the Wii, which I like is they're doing a couple.
They reduced
good
the price on it.
They reduced it to $300 starting September 20th, which is gonna be nice. And also, their downloadable games, at least with the Wind Waker, I don't know if this is gonna be a trend. But 2 weeks early, you can download the game before it hits stores.
Yeah, or, who even cares like about their game?
Or you could, you know, I played it early, like 10 years ago when it came out.
That's true.
I don't need this version. I don't need to buy a system.
I'm gonna buy this.
How many new Nintendo systems do I have to buy to keep re-downloading Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Exactly.
I don't want to play your old library.
I do have it on every system.
But I'm just saying, like, why don't you come out with some new games?
This is how ridiculous it is. Like, even when Wii U came out and they had that, Mario Brothers game mm-hmm. that came with it? And then they were like, oh, it's an HD now. They didn't change the character models or anything. No. It's not an HD. Well, only the backgrounds.
Well, the real they're discussion so I wanted to get in into about this comment was just, like, what is he talking about? How can you not be afraid?
He's delusional. He's completely delusional.
I mean, how many game developers need to keep saying that they don't want to make video games for your company anymore?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Breaks my heart, actually. I love Nintendo.
Well, Nintendo, like, you know, just well, Atari owned the market for a long time too. They might just be strictly handhelds. Maybe in 10 years, who knows?
I think all they need is one more. I think the next time around, though, I can't see them going with this again. I could see them
the Wii U.
Yeah.
Well,
they're a couple steps behind at this point.
They're way behind.
They should be nervous.
Their internet's rough. Their graphics are rough.
Their console is rough.
We've all talked about this before. Yeah. So, anyway, the next story I want to talk about is everyone can stop clearing off the space on the coffee table. Microsoft pretty much came out and said the Illum Room is dead.
Is dead?
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed.
I'm not shocked.
I'm bummed, man. That was one of the coolest
new things
I was looking forward to.
They said that if you wanted the whole shebang and bang, it would likely cost you thousands of dollars.
Fucking thousands. Well, yeah, I was never going to buy it then.
I know. Yeah. Well, they came out and said, look, it was cool in the studio. And this is almost I don't want to say it's a quote, but pretty much a guy came out very laid back and said, look, it's cool in a laboratory and stuff, but when I got to get it to your living room and we got to ship it out, and all in all, it's going to cost thousands of dollars.
Now, do you think this is like when they first threw out the Kinects and it just didn't work right in everyone's living room? Do you think this is just them maybe like pushing it back into the back burners for a while until they get the technology better?
I think the projector just had too many features. I think.
Well, to tie it back to the last story, this is Xbox doing what Nintendo don't, where they're like, this peripheral's kind of stupid. It's going to run people too much money, and it's not really going to be a success, so put it on the back burner.
I would have definitely liked to see them come out in limited quantity for people who might spend
huge investment for that. Like, they're not going to distribute these things.
Just the development alone costs them so much money.
Exactly. So,
and then the game developers have to mess with it.
But I don't think it's dead.
But we've seen second parties come out with these amazing chairs and whatnot for the
That's what I'm saying. Give it time.
But I've never seen a first party peripheral like that. I would and like to see
Let's also look at it this way, that Xbox has had to do a lot of retooling of how they're going about things. It's probably just on the back burner for now. Give it till after the launch. Okay. Give them time to work through the Xbox One, and then maybe they'll revisit it. Right now, they got their plate full.
They really do.
I do hope that
they got a lot of
Xbox,
returns.
Some system goes back and does that, just for some fact that, you know, maybe if you have like a single room, not like a big den or something like that, you get your whole game engrossed by your, you know, by your room.
I mean, it's cool and all. I just can't see spending that much money on it.
I would be super bummed if I paid like, you know, $1,600 and it's Nick Arcade. Like, I'd be fucking pretty bummed about that.
Well, when you mean
like Kinect was?
When you really think about it,
it was like $100.
It's a very niche product. You know, it's guys like us who are going to buy it.
That's right. It's right up my niche.
Most family people, Yeah, another word you don't get. It's not like most people where you're going to get the thing and you got a family and kids. Rise, you got this. You know, you don't want kids fucking with this thing if you're spending thousands of bucks on it. You know,
yeah, but I'm not.
It's going to be guys like Shock, who's got a big living room with a bunch of adults in the house.
Right, but I'm not.
Well, that's using the word loosely right there.
Right.
Adults, yeah.
I'm not.
Man children.
I'm not hoping things don't come out because they're not safe for a 2 year old.
I'm saying the market isn't exactly clamoring for this thing.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't ride my big wheel to work either, but I wouldn't let her drive my Charger.
A little different.
Well, anyway, I do hope that they revisit it at some point when they can put it out for a price that it wouldn't kill your wallet. Like, if I would pay like $300 to $400 for something like that, like it'd be brilliant. I think it would really, really enhance your game.
I don't need my game enhanced.
I said I would have went up to $500. I'm definitely not going over two grand.
From what it sounds like,
I'm not going up to $1,000.
It's out of control though.
It would have to be tits.
Yeah, they got to
go up to $1,000.
They got to streamline this thing.
More bad news for Microsoft is that the voice command technology that they were really hanging their hat on is only going to be available in 10 of the 13 markets come launch.
Yeah.
Their whole announcement
was this fucking voice.
Well, speaking of, I forgot to mention this in games and playing, but now you brought up the voice recognition stuff. Madden came out this week, and I played a little bit of that. And
I think it's 2014 Madden.
It was 14. Right. It has a lot. It has you could do the Kinect voice recognition shit, and I saw, you know, Colin Kaepernick. He apparently is flawless, but I'm sure it doesn't work like that way because it's the old Kinect. So you said that it doesn't work. But the game itself, the new Madden, is just wretched.
Is it?
I played it for like 2 hours, and we only bought it because you get the DirecTV with it. So like,
oh, why not?
So literally, we bought DirecTV and got a free game. Mm-hmm. But I don't recommend it I just don't recommend it. It's not a very good game.
Right.
So I'm sorry to interrupt the news with that, but you just mentioned the voice recognition stuff.
Well, anyway, only 8 total languages are going to be available on launch. It's English US, English UK, French, Spanish, German, Italian, and Portuguese, which is basically the Rosetta Stone bread and butter, which I like to call it. Like, none of the... And notably, out of the equation, Japanese or any sort of Asian dialect.
Really?
What's up with that?
That's maybe weird. It's too confusing to get to work like that. There's too many words that sound alike, maybe.
You can't say Xbox on, like at least that one.
It's not, they don't say Xbox on, probably. They fucking say something else.
Right. I mean, at the same time.
Maybe it's just very, very hard.
They're all a couple. You know?
I don't speak the language, but I'm saying maybe it's just very hard for the voice recognition to work with that specific language.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. That a lot. You okay?
That's what I'm put my money on.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Also,
it's connecting stupid also anyway.
Because it's inflections. Like Asian language is all inflections.
On a side note, the Xbox on actual wording that will start your Xbox, the Xbox on itself, will only be available in 5 markets. And that's going to be in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, France, and Germany.
That is ridiculous. This was their whole selling point. It was their entire thing that they laid out, was that this is a one-stop entertainment system that you don't even have to leave your couch to work. And now half their markets aren't going to be able to do this?
Yeah, but the only market that really matters is the U.S. market.
All right.
But Asia.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah,
and I want a legit,
they're one of them.
I want a legit answer from both of you. How mad would me, Rise Like Phoenix, be if I was Japanese and I had to shell out an extra $100 for this Kinect and I find out that this shit doesn't even work?
Well, are you sure that they have to buy the Kinect over there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no version without the Kinect on launch.
Oh, all right.
How mad would I be? Go, Giant Shot.
You'd be pretty pissed off, I'd
Max.
Say.
Well, I know American Rise would be pissed. So can you imagine
Japanese,
Japanese Rise?
He'd probably just accept it.
There would be an honor suicide.
Japanese Rise?
Just honorable?
Yes.
I just lay over.
No, you wouldn't lay over.
We're not talking about
accept it.
No way. We're not talking about French fries. We're talking about Japanese.
No, because you've been growing up Japanese, and they're very accepting of things.
French fries would just be like, "C'est la vie."
Look, I mean, we dropped the bomb on them, and they don't seem to be that. They don't care really.
No, they care.
They love all our. They love all of our entertainment stuff. They love it.
I accept you, Xbox Rise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 2 more stories I wanted to go over. 3 more stories, actually. The next one being that I love my new microphone. Moving on. I got a new microphone in the studio. It's awesome.
Yeah, just one more of these to buy, and then we're all set. Literally, now that there's three of these bitches, we're picking up everything in the fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah. You might have heard the air turn on.
You're definitely going to hear the air turn on and off. It's crazy.
All right. Anyway, as Giant mentioned before, the marketplace, the Xbox marketplace, has switched over to dollar amounts, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
I don't know who was like in their brain trust. It was like points.
It made more sense to them.
Because you had to overbuy.
You wouldn't know how much you had, and you wouldn't care. But like PlayStation, I thought it was just so much easier to be like, all right.
For the consumer, money is way better. The points...
I guess they're thinking of it like poker chips, where it's like, since they're chips, not dollars, you're going to spend more.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's like you buy a game, you get a pack of, 20 points or something, you get a few left over if you download something, you're like, I'm saving money.
Oh, I definitely understand why they did it, but I'm glad that they changed it around. You guys said that you noticed that last week when you bought the Turtles.
With the Turtles, yeah.
See, I only noticed it last night. I went to go buy a sweet Saints Row t-shirt for... The Rise like Phoenix Avatar, so I could rep Steelport till I die. It's nice. Nice, right?
I like it much better than the points.
Puts it in perspective.
Right.
Like I was saying before the show, those 40 points that I just had lying around in my account that I couldn't find anything I wanted for it.
I mean,
I found out that's 50 cents.
I have to ask the question why neither of you called the host of A-Squad to tell him that they switched over, but that's all
right. Because you're covering it right now.
Because you have children and it was late.
Okay. I'll accept that one.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right, and last piece of the news that I wanted to go over is the Sony Playroom, which, if you guys don't know what the Playroom is, it's basically the Kinect hub for the PlayStation camera.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to come pre-installed with your PS4. So if you buy the camera, it's going to not take so long to download. Any time to download, really, unless there's an update or whatever, I assume. But also, it's going to have voice commands as well, and they're rumored to be on the way.
All right, you're going to have to explain this one a little.
The camera is a peripheral you can buy. It's not
included with the system.
No, it's not.
It's a separate piece.
But all the technical stuff to get it to work is coming preloaded onto your PlayStation for people who do feel like
buying it. At no additional charge
for
the system.
But... I wanted to ask you guys, do you guys think that this is a courtesy that they're doing, or they were planning on doing camera?
This is so reacting to Xbox.
Right.
100%. Mm-hmm. That's Sony's whole strategy going into this system.
Does it seem like to anyone else that these systems, they were a little more defined at first, and now they're kind of blurring together?
They're totally blurring.
Hey, look, I do appreciate the fact that Sony's reacting to Xbox, but Xbox in general... You know, they basically, the people have spoken, and whatever the people want, they're just going to give them at this point.
It's how it's working. Xbox is reacting to the people because they have to at this point. Mm-hmm. They have no choice. And then Sony's sitting back, waiting, biding their time, then coming out to look like the good guys, 2 months later.
Yeah.
So, of course they had it planned. They just saw the backlash.
Well, no, but what I was saying is, do you think that they planned on having the camera come out with it originally?
No.
And that's why it's installed in it right now? Or
No, I don't
It's hard
I don't
to say.
So. No.
Because if the software's there, maybe they're just being good guys?
I don't know.
I think that...
It's a weird thing.
I think that, in general, like the Xbox, whether they made you buy the Kinect or not, it all came in one package. And that like probably was... Sony's like, okay, well, we have this stupid camera thing. We should... For people to actually use it, we need to put it in the system itself. For some fact that... No one's going to mess with the... Like, would you buy a Kinect if it didn't come with the system? Like, no.
I did, and I had to install a lot of software, which was
sort of
a pain. But what... Here's my thought. My thought is Sony sat down. They didn't want to put any sort of memory into their camera, obviously, because it would cost more.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they didn't want to say, after the incredible backlash of Xbox having to be online and that going away, they didn't want to say, when you buy the camera, just sign up online and download the hardware from there.
Right.
So I think it's reactive from that, from the always online Xbox.
Probably.
That's what I think.
Probably. I agree. Yeah.
Nice. We're all in agreement. Do you concur, Giant Shock?
Yes.
Okay. Do you concur, Max Barracuda?
I'm going to go with your explanation. I like it.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right. So that's the news. Hopefully everyone got a little taste of it.
Educated.
Uh-huh. All right. It's time to take this.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
All right, this week's test may seem familiar to listeners of the show, avid listeners of the show. We've done this type of test before. It was one of my all-time favorite types of tests to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to name two games which are connected by one word. For example, what was one of the ones we did last time? I didn't really write it.
Wait, that was months ago, man.
I
don't remember
that. It would be like if War of the Worlds and World of Warcraft. So the answer would have to be War of the Worlds of Warcraft.
Right, okay.
So it's almost the exact same title as the game.
Right. anyway, there's only five of them, and they all involve games that are coming out recently that we've talked about, probably within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
Let's roll.
Now, I'm doing this totally off the cusp. Last time, I explained to these two guys that I wrote down each game, and it sounded a little too rehearsed, and I didn't really like it. So, I'm just doing it totally off the cusp. I'm looking at both games and describing it to you. It's almost like a game of Pictionary. You guys ready to rock?
Let's do it.
All right. The first game is a upcoming Xbox exclusive that the A-Squad has been extremely excited about. There's two parts to the question. You're never going to... And the second game to pair with it is a post-apocalyptic, retro-futuristic RPG whose artwork style is kind of reminiscent of the 1950s.
At what point can we raise our hand?
Well, yeah, you're supposed to answer after, but yeah, I'll let you go first, but next time I'm not going to...
All right. Titanfall?
And...
Two parts.
It's two games combined.
shit.
May I?
Yeah.
Max Barracuda.
You good? I'm going to go Titan Fallout. See?
Remember this?
Combined titles.
No. I remember I did really bad in this.
Right. And I remember you got it after the third one, so hopefully we're gonna go with that.
Yeah, like, but you at least gave me the Titan Fallout. Like,
right.
I could be like, oh, all right.
The first game, he said first game, second game.
Right.
Put them together.
Right. Anyway.
So does that mean there's a new Fallout coming out?
No. Only so that's one what confused game. Me. Only one game has to be.
Okay, that's what confused me a little bit, because I was like, what the hell is he talking
about? Come on, guys. It's only like.
No, that clarifies it.
Right.
We're good.
Okay. Only one game is going to be out of the newer category. Sometimes two.
Okay.
Anyway, second question. The first one is Sega's newest offering that we've discussed. We kind of wish he didn't get another game. And the next one is a very popular PC game that's coming to Xbox as another exclusive that we've talked about. The second game... All right, let's keep on going.
I'm thinking.
The second game involved militaristic armament. Not so much soldiers, but vehicles.
Can you give me the first one again? Like what?
Yeah, Sega's pretty much All-Star that's coming
it's
out
Sonic.
In the game.
Yeah, we know. All right, we know it's Sonic, but it's what the hell is the name of the full game?
It's a no-go. Well, can you figure out the second one? Army game, not involving actual soldiers, but coming to Xbox exclusive. Very popular PC game. Nobody? Sonic Lost World of Tanks.
I thought it was Tanks.
See, what was throwing me, if I could have gotten it if I knew what the fuck the Sonic game was called. I just knew it was Sonic.
Remember we talked about it.
No, I thought it was Tanks, but I was like, it's not Sonic Tank.
No, there were words between.
That's where I got this up.
Third one, a popular in its heyday, a popular SNES and arcade game. I've talked about playing it only in the arcade. Fighter involving serial killers from different times, and a new version of a very classic fighter that's coming out. We think it's a bad move. They're only coming out with six original fighters.
I know that one.
Max Barracuda raised his hand.
I didn't know the whole thing.
I don't know the beginning, but I'm going to weigh it anyway. I'm going to go Time Killer Instinct.
Yeah, Time Killer.
It was Snoop Time Killer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't...
Serial killers from different times? Nice. All right. So far, we have two for Max and none for Giant Shag. All right. The next game involves Nintendo's first character ever combined with a new urban game about a hacker gone wild in the jungles of Chicago. Max Barracuda?
Mr. Game and Watchdogs?
Nice. Nice. Why the question mark? You got it.
I didn't know if Mr. Game and Watch was right.
Okay. All right. Next is a PS4 exclusive. It's, I believe, the third in the franchise. Could be fourth. I think it's the third. And it involves superpowered people. And that is coupled with a very popular motorcycle TV show that just announced that they are getting a sandbox game. Which I'm excited about.
What was the first one?
Superpowered.
This is
a game that's coming to PS4. It's a PS exclusive.
This is another one where it's like the secondary title is blocking me.
Right.
Secondary title I got. The first one.
No. He knows the secondary.
Like the first one is named dot dot. Mm-hmm. Secondary name into the second game.
It's so funny that you're saying secondary game.
All right, I'm going to go for a...
Max, what do you got?
Infamous Second Sons of Anarchy.
Infamous Second Son, coming right out.
That's what it was.
No?
You said second. Give me a little hint.
Okay.
Credit goes to you there.
Giant Shock, you're going for knocking the big goose egg this time. This one is something you might get.
No.
It's a EA's Dead Baseball game, and it is coupled with the PlayStation version of the Kinect Hub that we just talked about right before this. Max Barracuda.
Ah, fuck. I forgot the name of the PlayStation thing. I go MLB.
You're wrong about that.
Well, no. Technically.
The what was it? The Showroom? MLB The Showroom?
It's a dead game.
No.
I don't know what's a dead baseball game.
It's Triple Play something.
PlayStation. Triple
Playroom.
That the Playroom. PlayStation Playroom. That's what it was. Shit.
All right, so at the end, we have Max Barracuda with 3, Giant Shock with his 0.
Whatever.
Sportsmanship.
It looks like it's killing him.
It's killing me because I'm trying to enter this fucking fantasy football draft and I can't do it.
Okay. Good thing it's not a baseball draft because you got the question wrong.
I got the baseball part right. I got the PlayStation part wrong.
Anyway, we're going
to go into... your head's in the game.
We're going to go into a new section right now.
I was listening. I just didn't know anything.
You look terrible. What happened?
Video game makeover.
Video game makeover.
Hey, everyone. Come and see how good I look.
Isn't that from South Park?
Yeah. Well, it's from...
It's from the Queer Actors Strike.
Right. This is a section where we're going to talk about a franchise that really, really needs a makeover at this point. We almost wish it would go away, but we love it too much.
By makeover, we're saying like a reboot. Right.
Yeah. We need to make it metrosexual.
A fresh start.
Something. Guess which one.
Get some
one.
Crab people
Guess
in
which
there.
One. Something that we always talk about needing a new one.
Sonic.
Mr. Sonic the Hedgehog. He's getting a new game. I'm not excited about it at all.
Nobody is.
I feel bad because it was like the first game that I actually spent my own money on. Like I saved my allowance and bought it.
Do people still care about Sonic?
No.
I don't know.
I can't remember the last time I heard anybody playing a Sonic game.
Tails cares about him.
I recently looked at a list of Sonic games last time I did the history of that, and there were so many sequels that I had no idea even existed.
And they're just not fresh anymore, man. They suck.
No, they're all the 3D weirdness. They right. tried with Shadow. They tried to like reinvent it there. That didn't work.
That was alright. That was the last one I played when they...
Sonic and the Black Knight. Stupid. Sonic the Werehog or whatever the hell it was. Stupid.
So what do you guys think it's going to take to get this franchise back on track?
I don't know, man. Is he going to need to do something more than just run really fast and collect rings?
I kind of disagree. I think that that's where the series took a downturn, was when they tried to give him more to do.
I don't want it to go back to, you know, 1993, man, and I'm just running around a 3D board collecting rings really fast and getting shot out of, like, tubes. Like, you gotta go forward with the game. He's gotta...
Yeah, but when they added the 3D element, it killed the game. And then they added a bunch of stupid side quest stuff
that recently just did
killed the momentum.
A side-scroller, a new one.
Did it do anything?
No, it didn't. I mean, that's the point. What do you guys... My feeling is that maybe if they made it a little more realistic...
About a super speed hedgehog?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ratchet and Clank looks good, and I mean...
Well, I mean, they tried, like I said, they tried to do it more gritty with Shadow, and that didn't take...
But I'm saying, get the guys who did Sully from Monsters, Inc., you know, get a little hair on that guy.
He's got it in, like, cutscenes and stuff. I don't think it's a graphical thing.
It's not
thing.
A graphic thing, it's a fun thing. Like, as far as the side scrolls go, he is so far down the pyramid at this point. I mean, look at games like Ratchet and Clank, or I mean, even Mario. He's even getting a little bit stale at this point.
Mario's getting stale too.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back.
Use a makeover also.
I'm gonna go back to what we were talking about with what we're playing and how much I'm enjoying that Ninja Turtles game. Because one of the things I like about it is the combat, how fast it goes. That it's non-stop combat? If you gave it a combat system, maybe.
You know, if it was more like the cartoon, like the dark, edgy cartoon, and like it was more story-based, maybe.
The old 90s edgy one.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, instead of just running and collecting bullshit, it was if he had to, like, fight literal bad guys, maybe even make it kind of like Shadows of the Colossus, where in the sense where Dr. Robotnik makes a whole bunch of shit to mess with whatever, I forget the world he's in, but like, you know, and, you know, maybe you have to fight like, you know, something big like that. Just, you really need to change the gameplay. The gameplay is not very intriguing to me anymore. It's not very cool to see him, you know, spin around all
the
place.
No, that was cool in the 16-bit era when that wasn't seen before.
Well, but what I'm saying is any game can have one turnaround. I mean, like, I was done with the Tomb Raider games, and this new one.
All right, let me ask
phenomenal.
You this. Let me ask you this. What's the most fun you've had with Mario in the past few years? Is it Mario Galaxy or is it Mario New Super Mario Brothers?
I probably still have the most fun playing Mario 3.
No, Mario Galaxy was
I'm
really
saying
awesome.
Of those
Mario
two...
Mario Galaxy was good.
Of those two varieties, which one do you prefer? You like Mario Galaxy more?
Galaxy, of course.
All right, then maybe we need to start taking a page from there and get a little more innovative. That game was crazy innovative of flying around the gravity mechanic. Mm-hmm. Was really cool. The different worlds, each with their own, you know, environment.
See, my view was more of the Giant Shock view, where we really need to get that story flowing. You know?
There's
but
no point
tried.
To Sonic,
have you,
you
seen
know?
The last few games? They've tried so hard to sandwich in a story.
But the
give them love interests. Keep it gritty. Give it... Yeah, they give these games stories.
The cartoon had a good storyline, I thought.
And it goes right into these games. They're just not fun. That's the problem.
Right.
They're just not fun at all.
Right. So, do you guys ever see you, Max, I'll ask you first, do you ever see buying another Sonic game?
Never.
Never.
I can never see the
There's
the
nothing
reason.
They could do.
Unless they're, like Tomb Raider, they came out with one that has some real good acclaim to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need the proof to be there before I ever put my faith into spending money in there.
As far as platformers go in general, I'm not the hugest fan of them. Sonic, especially, out of all the platforms I used to play, he was way down the pyramid for me. You would really need to add something to him, whether make it really, really funny and goofy like Conker's Bad Fur Day, or whether make it really, really dark and edgy, like, and just make it...
It will never go either of those directions, because they're not going to go raunchy humor like Conker's. It's their mascot, and they're not going to go dark and edgy, the darkest they got. Shadow. You're saying it. Shadow.
Yeah, it would be like it when bombed. MC Hammer came him, out with that gangster thing.
Exactly. They gave Sonic a clone who had guns, and nobody gave a fuck. So why would we ever want to play a Sonic game? They've given us nothing.
I think they could go the way that Mario's going with the Mario 3D game coming out, where you travel around with four different people that do four different things, which is what they're... I mean, I haven't really looked into the Mario game that much, because, again, Mario could use a serious makeover. If I travel around with Knuckles and Tails and they all did different stuff and I could switch around a little bit.
Disgusting. You talk about Sonic Adventures. It's been done. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
The Sonic Adventure games, you switch between five characters and nobody cared.
It was like RPG?
I played them. No, it was... But you didn't travel around together in the Sonic Adventures.
At points you would.
It'd be hard to sell me on Sonic at this point, man. I'm not really.
Me too. That's, the only that's hope, why I picked him for the video game makeover. Yeah. But again,
the only hope they would have realistically to have a commercial success would go back to the roots. And even then, you're isolating some people and disappointing others. I think it's time for Sonic to just take a break.
If anything, the best thing you can do for Sonic is to sell his rights to everything that is, like, you could sell his rights to, like, what's that Nintendo game where the old characters fight each other? Smash Brothers.
He's in that.
He's in already Smash in Brothers.
Yeah.
Something more. Something to fucking Mario Kart. Something to everything, man. Just keep selling.
I think he's pretty much Nintendo.
I think try to get him an animated movie or something. Get the interest of the kids.
No, I think, yeah, getting the buzz up.
Get the buzz up with children.
I don't think it's the character that's necessarily. He's not that. He's just so done. Like, I don't know.
He's done to us. We're 30. Try to reintroduce him to the younger set.
Right.
Get them excited about the super fast hedgehog, and maybe they'll like it.
Super fast.
It sounds ridiculous to us. That's
he might have a little too much 90s edge to survive, though.
He's so 90s. The character was modeled after Bill Clinton, like his personality. Right. He's a product of the 90s. You got to reinvent him. You got to get kids interested.
All right. So that's an experimental section we'll be dancing in and out of from now on. Onto a staple of the show that we started last week that I'm still in love with. I'm still reeling about what a great idea I had. I'm very impressed with myself. Meet a developer.
How's it hanging?
What's up?
Hello.
All right, Meet a Developer. This is a section where we introduce people into a developer or a publisher, even though I call it Meet a Developer, so that they just can further their knowledge on what to expect when they see this particular developer's tag.
Last week was Blizzard, if you want to go back and hear it.
Last week was Blizzard. That was a big one. This one's a personal favorite studio of mine, Rockstar Games.
Love it.
It was founded in 1998 by Dan Houser and Sam Houser, two brothers that were born in Britain. They are the current president, being Sam Houser, and the current vice president, being Dan Houser. Sam directs and produces all of the GTAs since 3.
Busy man.
And he is responsible for the whole 3D thing that took off.
The Sandbox.
The Sandbox. Which is pretty much Rockstar's baby. Anyone who's not familiar with the Sandbox terminology, it's an open world game, just like
everything Rockstar does.
Yeah, well, True Crime, Streets of LA was a Sandbox. So is Grand Theft Auto.
Red Dead.
Red Dead's a Sandbox. It's refers to a giant world that's already there that you can run around.
Did they do that game where the guy's just like a murderer and he just keeps killing people like plastic bags?
Oh,
yes, Manhunt.
Manhunt.
That was that an open world game?
That was them. It was what I call a sand pail game, even though that's not the right
terminology. A little bit of the love, but not so.
Yeah, it's where they give you a smaller section. I'm talking about like Splinter Cell or
right.
Manhunt, like you're saying, where Manhunt it's a smaller section to dance around. Manhunt, to me, was their least successful game.
Yeah.
To me, it didn't hit home.
I didn't mind the first one. But the second one was a piece of garbage.
What the fuck?
It was a flashlight. What's it doing on the table? Clean up your goddamn room. In 2011, Dan Houser told an interviewer that he is intentionally avoiding first-person shooters, which I give him credit for.
Smart.
He said that he personally trailblazed the way for sandbox games, which he did, and that he's not into following the way everyone else works, which does seem to be the trend. I can't think of a developer offhand, with the exception of Blizzard, like we talked about last year, that doesn't have a first-person shooter out there and isn't like one of their flagship things.
And the market's too saturated with first-persons. Throw a rock and hit a first-person. You don't need it.
Does Capcom have first-person?
Well, if you...
The Resident Evils aren't.
That's a third-person, but it's still
the Resident
a
Evils have shooter games. How about that?
Well, just in general shooter games he means by like that? Or just literal first-person
first
Call
person,
of Duty?
Like you're looking through... Yeah.
I get what that means, but like... He doesn't want to go at like a third-person shooter ever, or...
He does. Max Payne's a third-person shooter.
Yeah.
That's Rockstar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Max Payne, he actually said, I'm glad you brought that up in the same interview, he said that Max Payne is the closest that they'd ever come to it, and that they felt that they were innovative enough with Max Payne because they were the ones who pretty much started off that slow-mo while you're whipping the guns out.
The bullet time.
Which we've seen a lot. John Woo ripped them off.
In The Matrix.
Yeah, but...
I wouldn't say John Woo ripped them off.
I mean,
John
in the
Woo's
game.
From the 80s.
I say they ripped off John Woo.
Fellas, I mean in the game.
Stranglehold?
Stranglehold.
That's a game I haven't thought about.
That's literally a John Woo movie. That they,
right. Yeah.
They didn't rip him off.
Well, I mean the gameplay.
It was a mechanic based
slow
off.
Thing. They introduced it in Hitman, which...
Oh, God, no, they made a Stranglehold video game. That's what I'm talking
right.
about.
Well,
that's what
I'm saying. After Max Payne.
But it was based off of a movie. I forget the name, which... It wasn't Stranglehold.
I think it was obviously in Japanese, but it might have been called
Chinese. It was
Chinese, whatever.
Chinese
Fat.
Regardless.
Okay. Well,
but there's some gems that Rockstar did that people forget about.
Red Dead, which is excellent, one of my favorites. Manhunt, which not one of my favorites. Well, my brother
can
Full
I
Metal
bring?
Liked it.
Here's an underrated one that I know me and Shock both played to death. The Warriors.
Oh my God! Totally forgot. I still own that game.
That was Rockstar. A personal pick of mine, Bully. I loved Bully.
That's with the kid in the school.
Yeah, that's a great fucking game.
Okay, by the way, just a quick shout out. Dan Houser, you know, the vice president brother, he is the writer for every GTA since they did GTA London 1969, except the GTA Advance. But he was also lead writer in Bully, like you said, Red Dead Redemption, Max Payne 3. And he really fought tooth and nail to develop The Warriors because that is his favorite movie. That's why he fought.
And it worked well in the style.
They
of the
literally,
game.
I was like watching the movie. I beat that. That's one of the only games I beat like 100%.
You could totally tell that there was love for the movie.
Literally, it was the whole movie from beginning to end, and they had like a lot of cool modes with the fighting and everything. I got 100% unlocked in that video game. I got everything
cool.
done. It was pretty. It was one of my favorite games ever because that movie itself is great. They did a great job making that game.
What you can expect from a Rockstar game, I think we all can agree at this point, expect a sandbox world.
Yeah.
Also, I think just in general, like an adult game. They don't make...
Adult?
They don't make
point.
Games for kids.
They don't focus
good
on
point.
Kids.
If you see the Rockstar logo, it's definitely going to be an adult game. There's definitely going to be a lot of adult humor. I can't think of a game that didn't have one.
Yeah. Violence, morality questions... You know, giving you different options.
A lot of extra little collectibles, probably. You could
that I never bother with. That's great.
Oh, Red Dead. I did a lot of the epic hunts.
Oh, those I did. I'm talking about secret packages and GTA.
No, those are always weak.
I never care.
No, the only one I ever really did was the Batman series.
Mm-hmm.
I did the Riddler trophies.
I did those too, but that wasn't Rockstar. So,
anyway, September 17th, their newest offering, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Haven't heard of that.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Yeah, but I'm not a big GTA guy for the most part, but I'm going to pick this one up.
I like the GTA franchise. I'm not sure how I'm going to react. I mean, we'll see to playing another one that looks similar to the old ones. I mean...
Well, that's not my problem. My problem with GTA is that idiots use it to live out their baser instincts and they never actually... pursue everything that's available in the game, and it just turns into hooker beatdown five.
My
instead
problem
of like, here's some cool shit you can do, you know.
My
spread
problem
your
with
wings.
It was that Nico Bellic was incredibly boring. And
he
CJ,
was
and,
boring,
and CJ was the goddamn man.
And CJ was cool because he was customizable.
Yeah,
so he was your character.
I would like. I'm not sure what they're developing for the new one, but I would like it to be an open world game that I could play with a friend in my open world.
It is.
This new one is, yeah.
Yeah, you can totally bring it in.
Because that really takes a lot of the game for me. Like, I mean, I know you just disrespect those people, but I get just, like, sidetracked a lot where I don't have... I get to, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's very, like, Batman...
Pick up
I had
Saints
so much
Row.
Love for the...
Pick up well, Saints Row and run around with me.
But I'm not attacking people... I use the wrong wording, but I'm not attacking people who just like to commit crimes in the game. I do the same thing. It's just, there's more to it. It's the people... I won't give names, but it's the people who, you know... They end up just going on a murder spree, and then that's it for the game for them.
Okay, here's my reasoning for it. Like, the Batman games, I don't get sidetracked so much. I'm like, I'm Batman. I'm going there to you know, rough up some customers. While the you know, the GTA games, you're just a guy, and you're trying to get to his store. You don't know who he is. It's a different guy every game. So it's like, I'm like, can I do the story mode? Or I'll just, you know, just play GTA. I'll just, you know, see what cars they got, see what guns they got.
Yeah, but everything, what's the new moves. Everything always gets better when you progress in the story. Better guns, better cars, better everything.
All right, around the room real quick. Favorite Rockstar game?
Now that you mentioned it, it was the Warriors. I love that Warriors? Game. Oh, yeah.
Red Dead. Redemption.
I think Red Dead.
Oh, yeah, it's my all-time favorite.
I'm actually going to take it back. It's Red Dead Redemption because the Warriors, I've seen the movie before. But Red Dead, I had no idea that was going to happen. Like, right. It was.
That was an epic ending.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, emotional.
Grand Theft Auto, my favorite one was 3. San Andreas, obviously.
That was,
San Andreas.
Well, that changed.
No, that wasn't 3.
3 wasn't San Andreas.
Oh, 4. Yeah. 4, sorry.
4 was... My bad. 4 was Nico Bellic.
Right.
They don't follow the proper numbers scheme. There's 1, 2, 3. 3
was the guy.
Then Vice City.
3 was the guy.
3 was the guy. Then Vice City.
Then Vice.
Then San Andreas. Then 4, which was Nico Bellic. Then 5, which is his current one. So they don't follow a proper
name
structure.
That's why I called it 3.
Yeah, mine's Vice City, just because that's the only one that I really beat, like, up and down.
I like the whole gangster thing with CJ.
Yeah, I was more into the Scarface thing with Tommy Vercetti.
All right. Well, anyway, expect quality from Rockstar Games. I can't think of a bad one. Except for Table Tennis.
I would say by next week when the new one comes out, just be prepared to neglect friends and loved ones and jobs. Because this game looks like a monster.
It is. It's going to be a sleeper hit. And there's Juggling, which looks cool.
Well, it's not going to be a sleeper hit.
It's nothing sleeper about it. It's just like Michael Bay big, like this Transformers movie big.
People marked their calendar for this game.
Yeah. It was a joke.
I'm going to have to wait to play it, though. It sucks.
All right. Well, anyway, that's Media Developer. Hopefully you guys learned a little something out there. Now it's time to go into the old school game of the week.
Old school game of the week.
Old school like the old school.
Guess what, fellas?
Song says it all.
Swip.
We are revisiting my first ever, starting 8 months ago when we started this podcast, my first ever old school game of the week, Maximum Carnage.
Mm.
How do you guys feel about that?
I love this game.
Yeah. This is my favorite Sega game of all time.
I'd still play this.
I still play it once a year.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And beat it?
Yeah.
This game was hard as hell.
Yeah, I actually play the computer version where Carnage jumps out of the water midway.
Like Jason.
Yeah. It's just like Jason. Anyway, it's called Spider-Man and Carnage, Maximum Carnage, or Spider-Man and Venom.
Spider-Man
Maximum
Venom.
Carnage. It is.
The game wasn't called Maximum Carnage.
It's called Spider-Man and Venom.
Maximum
Carnage. I always just called it Maximum Carnage.
They differentiated because they, well, we all did, but they put that in there because you could pick which guy you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. It was a side-scrolling fighter, reminiscent of Final Fight, or you know.
All those beat 'em ups.
Yeah. The Streets of Rage, whatever.
It was better, man, than all those, because you could have, you know, you had Venom.
It was totally better. Yeah. And it was released in 1994, 1 year after the epic comic arc, Maximum Carnage. It was also notably one of the first superhero games that didn't just kind of plug in the superhero into a generic game, and it actually went for the story arc.
And the team-ups.
Yeah,
you know what? Actually, why I probably love that game so much is because that was one of the only games back in the day that was very relevant to the time, where that comic book was new.
You know why I loved it? It's because I love that story arc. We're all big comic dudes around here. I can't mention that enough. I love Maximum Carnage the series, and to watch the animated clips in between
from the comic book. When I first met you, you had two dogs named Max and Carnage, dude.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Right.
That was like 15 years ago.
Max and Carnage. Right. Anyway, you could be Spider-Man or Venom, and you could call on a host of Marvel characters. I don't know why they chose these particular ones.
Because they were involved in the comic.
No, I mean, in general, I don't
know.
Oh,
you're talking even in the comic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Why they?
It's a weird group.
Uh-huh. Well, in order of appearance for the video game, I got that here. You could call on Cloak first, then Black Cat, Dagger, Firestar, Venom or Spider-Man, whichever, depending on
the opposite of which one you were. Yeah,
right. Obviously, Morbius.
This is where it gets weird. Morbius.
Deathlok.
Weird.
Iron Fist.
Weird.
And then Cap.
Always welcome.
Didn't they also have Cloak and Dagger? Like your brother's
team? He said Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, you did? Cloak and Dagger was in there.
He just mentioned them separately.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you say Firestar? Odd. Firestar was
Firestar was in there.
Yeah, she was a weird one too.
It was also the first Genesis game that I remember coming in a different color. It came in red.
Came in red on SNES as
SNES
well.
SNES too.
That was what prompted me to buy it.
Not me, man. It was just the fact that it was Mac and Carnage.
When I saw a Spider-Man game in a red cartridge, you better believe I bought it.
Mm-hmm. It was also the first Spider-Man game to ever have a teen rating of MA-13.
Now, why that's not true at all. Oh, yeah. Spider-Man games. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're on fire today.
You were totally against it. I'm also 100%.
My bad.
Anyway, it came out to very poor reviews. It got a 5 out of 10 out of EGM in the day and a 3.45 from Nintendo Power.
To me, this is just... It wasn't anything new to a lot of people. And it was a beat-em-up. But to fans, the people who love Spidey...
Mm-hmm.
This was a good game. This was an important
I could
one.
Definitely see a revamp of this game.
I would love that.
I mean, even
let's
if,
get an HD remix or something.
If we got an HD, that would be great. I'm thinking more of the lines of the open world. Have we seen Carnage in these recent games?
Not in any of the movie ones. The last one I remember.
But even
was
Web
like,
of Shadows or
no,
or,
that was all Venom.
Right.
Shattered Dimensions didn't have a Carnage.
He was in what was that? He was in the Ultimate Spider-Man.
No, he was in Shattered Dimensions, but it was Ultimate's Ultimate Carnage, which is not as cool as Cletus Kasady. You got to go back to like the old Dreamcast Spider-Man to get a good Carnage.
Well, they're filming the new Spider-Man game. I know this is a little off topic. They're filming the new Spider-Man movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
In New York.
I said game, but there's a rumor of Carnage.
Really?
Yeah.
There's been a rumor a lot.
I'm just gonna say that there's no Carnage for some fact that I think they're making the five. What's the five guys?
Sinister Six.
Sinister Six.
But what they're probably doing is maybe throwing in a Cletus Kasady cameo, something to lead you into later movies.
I don't know if anyone knows this, and I'm getting off top of video games, but are they the new Spider-Man series? Is it like already set out to be a trilogy, or are they just going to keep, going as they?
I'm pretty sure it's set out.
If they keep making money, they're just going to keep making it.
Right. All right. I'm pretty sure it's just going
to
be like that.
They just want to hang on to that license.
Right. If Jamie Foxx can't pull it in this time, then they might pull the plug.
Well, going back to video games, though, they always release you always play the Spider-Man games when they come out from the movies anyway, right?
They're great.
Most of them. Spider-Man 3 was pretty bad. Spider-Man 2 was a hell of a game.
Spider-Man 2 was the first open world Spider-Man
game. And that was a really good game.
It was good. Web of Shadows is excellent. After Web of Shadows, I don't think they came out with an open world. I think they had Shattered Dimensions. They had.
Was there an Amazing Spider-Man game for the last movie? One that I maybe missed?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, I did totally not play that. It. I totally played that. An open world game. Yeah, and it was excellent.
Was it a good game?
Yeah, you can borrow it.
Oh, love to.
Anyway, back to Maximum Carnage. They were done by... all the music there was done by Green Jelly. Each individual character that jumped out, your Cloak, your Deathlock, your Iron Fist, had their own little
Deathlock.
Music.
Now that's a 90s character.
Deathlock.
Robot zombie with a machine gun.
He needs a makeover. That guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this game came out in the 90s. That was so 90s.
That was the epitome of 90s superhero.
Was it 93 this game came out?
Yeah, he was an anti-hero.
He was a half-robot Spawn. That's all he was.
It had a sequel, Separation Anxiety. It came out the following year. I didn't like it as much.
Decent, but not as good.
No.
I like that you could play the different symbiotes.
It was alright.
You had to fight all the different Venoms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Venom as good guy, which wasn't... It's never as cool when Venom...
I don't remember that story arc as much as I remember.
Yeah, it was the symbiote had replicated and something. I don't know.
I remember him.
I haven't played that game in years, and I haven't read those comics in longer.
Right, but Maximum Carnage, I do go back and play once a year, at least.
I might go home and play it after this.
Yeah, you could beat it in one sitting.
I have an
Can you really?
Yeah, you put in a little work.
I remember that game it was a little long, wasn't it?
Here's the hint.
4 or 5?
Pick Venom, and he bypasses a lot of missions because he gets captured at one point.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you get to skip pretty much to the end.
This is a game I probably haven't played since Sega. Like, I remember a lot about it, but it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't play it every year like Rise.
I used to rent this game from a Blockbuster. That's how old this is, and play it every weekend. And I never got past like level 3. It took into me buying it and then like playing it in my adult life later on to actually get anywhere.
Well, you guys have to remember, I always played with my brother, and if you were Spider-Man, as soon as you hit San Francisco, where you could choose Venom or Spider-Man, you could actually play two-player.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you could play two-player the whole time.
No.
Yeah.
Not from board one.
I had it on Sega, yeah.
Not on board one.
Even in the early boards?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, Maximum Carnage on Sega. You can play two-players the whole time.
Considering your facts have been on point this week.
That is news to me, dude.
I didn't have the SNES version. I had the Sega version, right. And you can play as Maximum or Carnage or Spider-Man. Actually, no, wait.
There was no character named Maximum.
Oh, whatever. Maximum Carnage, I meant. But you can play two players the whole time. Because I used to play with Stefan all the time.
Okay. I'll look into that. I really remember playing Spider-Man. Although my brother and I are geeky enough to keep it real like that, where you wouldn't play it
until he's introduced proper.
I could see myself doing that, unfortunately, but I don't think so, man. I think I'll look into it. I mean, you're right. It doesn't make sense for a two-player game to start off midway, but that's just how I remember the cookie crumbling.
Yeah, I don't recall. Okay. I remember just strictly single-player, but
yeah, but you basically would invite your brothers anyway to play.
No, I did. They just had no interest in Spider-Man. They were busy. Because I don't know.
When I had that game, I definitely played it with my best friends.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it. Anyway.
I just looked it up. It only lists a single player.
What system?
On the SNES and Sega. Single player. But it probably just doesn't list that you could jump in.
I'm pretty sure you can only jump in midway. I'll check it out.
No note here.
I'll actually turn it on this week, play it, and
well, I'm looking at this super comprehensive Wikipedia page of 3 paragraphs, and
they don't know.
It says single player, and there's no mention.
They don't know shit.
So it's probably just not included here.
All right, so that about wraps it up this week. Hope everybody had fun. Next week on the show, we're going to have two of our favorite guests, the brothers, back.
Oh, they're coming back?
Victor Belmont and Ricochet.
And Ricochet. Cool.
Ricochet and Clank. All right. So, until next week, you love games and we love games. You love us and that's why we love you. Holy shit, we almost forgot Indie Game of the Week.
Whoops.
That last little bit of who's the Canadian girl? You just thank you.
Andy.
She's very voluptuous. Like Morissette? Yeah, Alanis Morissette, man. Like everything's like at a certain volume, and she's like, "Thank you, India."
Anyway, the Indie Game of the Week, man. I was excited about it. I've been playing it for the last 2 days. It's called Comedy Night. It's only 99 cents from Xbox.
I'm interested. Tell me more.
Only a buck. I love those little $1 games, man.
Well, that's generally what the indie games cost, usually. Never over two.
And I'm into the name. What's it about?
It's done by Lighthouse Game Studios. I'd like to throw them a plug. They've done the Avatar Deathmatch, which is a kind of a spoof on Call of Duty, where you get to run around as your avatar.
As your Xbox
shoot,
fan.
Shoot Nerf guns at each other, which is fun. They also did My Fish Tank, which people might know.
I know that one, yeah.
And Fireplace, which I actually use for Christmas.
Put up the big fireplace.
Yep. Comedy Night is a very interesting game where you can perform comedy routines or be part of the crowd while someone is performing live over their Xbox headset.
Oh, this is a recipe for disaster.
Their avatar is on the stage, and you can choose from 3 different types: amateur hour, clean, amateur hour mature, or professional routines where people are actually trying out their new material.
So this is
on
a,
people.
This is a virtual open mic night?
Yeah.
That's really cool, man.
I thought it was cool, and just so everyone knows why I looked at it is because we're doing a roast of Mr. Giant Shock for his 31st birthday. So you can test out material out there. And you can also turn on and off crowd noises. The crowd has an option, a wheel.
Are these literal live people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're sitting
on. So can you
audience.
Just, like, if you buy the game, can you go in there and just listen?
And just pay attention?
Well, here's the thing. you're up on stage if you choose to perform, and you're speaking, and you can choose to be able to hear the crowd's words or hear the crowd's reactions, because the reactions, the crowd is given a wheel, boo, yay, agree, disagree, a number of different emotions.
Can I ask you, though, how much hate is in this?
Well, I've standard... been doing it for 2 days, and just so everyone knows, I've only signed out on at 11 o'clock at night, and this was Memorial Day weekend, so obviously everyone's...
Labor Day weekend.
Everyone's obviously pretty inebriated. I signed into some professional rooms, and it's guys really trying. You know, actually trying. I signed into some amateur rooms, and it's pretty much what you would think. People standing up and being like, look at this guy in the crowd, because there are avatars.
So he's doing crowd work to an avatar?
To an avatar. That's,
you know what?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're Assassin's Creed Hood.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't really like when the comedians do that in real life when you pay for their show and they just start making fun of the crowd, but as you know, when you're in a video game, that would be kind of funny. Like, yeah, you're just dumbass.
It's funny. Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously it's amateurs. I mean, obviously you're not going to see,
why wouldn't you?
Aziz Ansari.
Well, if I was a professional comedian, right? Like, why? If I knew about it, like, why wouldn't you try out some new material on there?
It's a step to a bigger world for me.
I think it's more for the amateur who's not quite ready to go up in front of the crowd,
right?
Live in person,
well,
in all
like,
their glory.
Like I was saying, as the person on stage, you can either choose to hear what everyone's reactions are, or their actual words, or not. I would suggest, at least if you're shy, at least do the reaction so you can tell whether you're getting a boo or a yay or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know he just asked you, but like, are the people genuinely fair about things? Like, do they bother to listen to you
that's
before
my
they start
one,
booing you? Like,
that's my for real concern about something like this.
I would say one out of every 10 rooms, you're going to get genuine people.
So no.
So it's a crapshoot.
Yeah. So it's a 10% chance.
It's totally crapshoot.
Because like, yeah, you put yourself out there and all, but let's face it, it's Xbox Live. We all know the general temperament of Xbox Live isn't necessarily supportive.
People like get on there to hate just to hate. Like people might just buy the dollar game and just like just going boo.
There was more support. There was more support than I would have thought.
I'm gonna try this. I'm going to download this tonight.
Cool, 99 cents. Man.
What's it called again, officially?
Comedy Night.
Comedy Night.
By Lighthouse Game Studios.
Cool. And do you need like a microphone from like Rock Band?
No,
or...
it's just
headset,
heads.
Right?
Yeah, oh,
headset.
Just
that.
Oh,
can you record this? Can you record the set?
No.
Or anything
not
like that?
I saw.
No,
not
that's
I saw.
A shame, because that'd
nothing
be
like that.
Kind of a fun thing to share with friends.
No, you could definitely people record. However, the people record their games.
Well,
in
I'm
general,
just
it's
saying,
probably,
is it a function within the game? Because that would be a fun thing to like. Check out this set that went well, and you do the same, and, you know.
You could probably hook up your computer to your
Xbox.
It would be
a good function, and if this one carries over to Xbox One, you probably can record it.
That'd be great. I think this is a cool little tool.
Yeah.
It's like a comedy app.
Yeah, just in general, I think it's a good way to just test out material, even though if you do get a lot of haters just to hate, you could generally gauge people's reactions on jokes.
I can gauge people's reactions pretty well. You actually... man up and listen to the crowd of people you don't know.
Because if people are just sitting there to hate, like, if you do say stuff funny, you'll win them over eventually. Like, they'll laugh.
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened before. Anyway, I had a really good time with it. That's why I wanted to cut in, and I know I forgot Indie Game of the Week to smooch it in there. So, Squeeze it in at the last minute. So, we're going to let my boy Zelda play you guys out. This one's for realsies, though. Have a good week.
Later.